and daf lamed gimel lamed beis. Tana rabbanon huter ogdoi biyontev. If the agad opened up in yontev, is ogdoi kagudei shal yerek. So now he binds the three minim together, not with a knot, no, like an agudei shal yerek. That means he just wraps around the wrapping and he sticks the end of the wrapping into the krach. So the Gemara asks, Va'amai, why do you make such a batlonish igud? Le'anve, make at least a bow that'll make the tremine more secure. Le'anve mi'anif. So Gemara answers, Hamoni Rabbi Yehudi, domar anivek shirem al yosei. This price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that anive has a din kosher, so you won't be permitted to make an anive in yontev. The Moshe says, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, agad mal yoseh boy. So then it doesn't accomplish anything. Luluf tzorich agad, and that this is not an agad. A krich is not an agad. The Gemara answers, "Haytane sovel kevosei bechode apoligalei bechode." He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that anive has a din kosher, so that is why he can't make an anive. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that lulav tzorich aga. He holds lulav ein tzorich aga. Afal pikein, it would seem that the whole heter to make a kriche is dafke because it was in yontev. That means a fill a lulav ein tzorich aga. There's a mitzvah loigdoi. And out the mitzvah like they should make a geherge kshire, a kesher al gabi kesher. But since it's yontif, so he can't do that, so kaponim, he does second best, third best, he makes a kriche. Let us see Rashi. Huter ogdoi shalulav biyontif, ogdoi bikriche ba'alme. Yichreich ha'aga tzoviv. Let him just wrap it around. That's how they wrap around Yerokis. He shouldn't tie both of them together. The kesher shall kayome me ovis melochisu. This is a av meloche. Vize shall kayomehu. In this kesher is a kesher shall kayome. That when you tie it together, you leave it there. You're not matir the kesher. So that's a daraisa. So therefore, you can't make a kesher. B'chayre kan shayil aben. So let him make a kesher. B'kavone that he should be matir it meitzoy yontif. This kasher. Not exactly on this Rashi, but the Etzem Kashe, the Biralocha asks in Zimin Shin Yud Zayin. Biralocha asks, what is the problem if a person has a beged without tzitzis? Let him put him tzitzis in Shabbos. Kavon will be matel the tzitzis meitzoy Shabbos. And if he has such a kavon, it's not even osami darabon, it's mutal legamri. The kesher that's oimid lahatir. So the biraloche, and he brings the base meyer seya yesod, that the definition of kesher shel kayomo is not totally in his das. You look how the kesher is usually made. And if normally this kesher is a kesher shel kayomo, it is usually made to remain there. So even though he has kavone to open it up, that doesn't change the matziv. Either it's also a filo midereise, or kaponim midarabon and a tzicher also. So memele, so lochere this teretz applies over here also. Perhaps we could say another teretz over here, that if we make a kesher, so, and it has a teretz kesher, for agad, so then lochel be also as masakad money. That means Kochel Biyosa Alts Masak and Mone. So also there wouldn't be an Eitzah. That's from the Minchasinach, the Mons, the Svarim of Masak and Mone. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Eitzah what to do. Yeah, so the Gemara asked the Chaktolei Bechi Aigavna to make such a Batlonish Chibo of a Kriche La'anvei Me'anev. This will hold better if you make a bowl. The Issa Meloch Eleke Daniva Lav Kshire. So the Gemara answered Rabbi Yehudi B'Mesech HaShabbos, the Sanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Chevel Dli, the rope of a bucket Shenipsak, Ein Koishroi, Elo Einvoi. So you attach the two sides of the Chevel with a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Keirech Olo Punde Oi Piskaya Bavad Shelo Yanvenu. That you hold the two ends together, and then you Keirech a Punde Oi Piskaya, and that will hold it. Nanivez also. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Keshem Aliyaboy, Kedesan Yelael, She'enai Ogot Posel, Degoma Megudes Ezer, Vahai Lav Ogotu. This is an Ogot soul. How could this help? The Gemara says, "I found the sover like a vosei bechode dani vekshiri linyan Shabbos apolu galay belulev the ain tzorich agad shemina mehoche." So from this Gemara we see the beinim belulev kesha gomo sheyiksha shnei roshi haagad vaoygdon kagudish al yerek lav agatu. It was a Sheminim Nei because we see that only because it was Yomtiv, there's such a Eitzah of, and it doesn't go according to Rav Yehuda. A Fulah Rabban on the Pligilei the Rav Yehuda. The Omri Lulav Shein Sorich Ogud Kosher, the Sheinai, the Omri Lulav Sheini Ogud Kosher, they hold a Lulav that is also Kosher, but Moide the Mitzvah La Ogdoi, the mitzvah to make agad, and agad means a kesher shel kayoma. The Mishnah Berurah asks on the Mogen Avraham and Tanon Aleph, the Rama says that he brings down a minig to make kriche, v'chein noyagim. And the Magen Avraham says, "I feel b'chol the noyik to make kriches." So the Mishnah Berurah asks, "How could that be? B'chol the zicha, even whilst we pass a mitzvah la'ogdei, there's a mitzvah to make a kesher shel kayom." Zok the Mishnah weiter, "Arov igzula v'yeveisha psula shel asherev shel yonidachas psula niktam roisha," which means the eight. Nifritzu aleov, atzachtsofo, psulo. Kmusho, vishenoshru, miktsas aleho, vishelbal, ksheiro. If it's wilted a little bit, it's wilted, or noshru, miktsas aleho, or it grew not benachal, it grew in a mokim that does not need irrigation, it receives the water from rain, it's also kosh, even though it's not called, not growing on a nachal. Arov egzula v'yeveisha psula. So Rashi says, leluliv, the lechem akulukoi. That what it says, lechem, it goes on all the minim. As it lekachtem lechem b'yem arishen, it's not only going on Esrig, it's going on all the minim that are menuim, and the last min, Barvi Nachal, also needs lochem. Now, what is Rashi saying? Psula, arovik zule, psula, it's posel lelulav. Now, what else is it posel for? What is Rashi saying? Psula lelulav. So, the Kapist Morim says, that you use an arove for other things. You use an arove for, is the minig of chibot arove, bizman amigdosh, there used to be makif to mizbeach with an arove. So there's a mitzvah sahaba for other things. So he says, psula, so these, those other things, it doesn't say lachem. So there you don't need shaloi. So Rashi says, aba psula lululiv, psula aba lululiv, it is possible, the lachem akulakoi. So it's very good what Rashi is being madgish, that it's tafke possible for the lulav, and it's not possible for mitzvah arove b'migdish, or the minig neviim of chibut arove. But then the kapis tmorim continues. He says the loy paslinen mishum gozel. He says let's forget about lochem. But how could an arove shebe migdosh be good? Be good, gozel, it's gozel. Lachem means that it should be a mitzvah bo baveira. So he says, the loikob di inshi, the kivin the ein boy loitam veloi reyach. So he says, who is makbid if you'll take an arove? There's an abundance, there's nothing what to do with them. So mamela loikob di inshi. So there's no psul of gozel. So lachere the Kapas Tamora means to say, so there's no psul of gozel, so let's go back, so why by lulav is it possible? So lachir the Kapas Tamora means, like the Magen Avraham brings in a note from the Yireim, that even though gezel akum is mutter, but it's not called lachem. I mean, the two different shailas. Are you permitted to take it? That's one shaila. Gezel akum is mutter, you're permitted to take it. But it's lachem, it won't become lachem, it still belongs to the goy. There's no issel to take it, but it doesn't become yours. So Memele, so that Achsachmer is what the Kapas Tamorim seems to say over here. Kapas Tamorim seems to say that there's no psul of gozel, because we're not makbid. Above all, he came, but the Rav Shabalulev, it will be possible al Tzlochem. Very interesting. The, in Simen Tar Samach Dalet, Siv Dalet, the Hagor, and it speaks about the Arove of Ishana Rabbe. So there it says, V'chol ha-poisel ba-arove she-belule, poisel ba-arove zu. That's what the Ramos says. It brings from the Ram. The Mishnah Brura says, Okein yesh li zoyer shlo yiye gozol. So, doesn't stim with the Kapas Tamorim. Maybe according to Rashi, it's nitazoi. About Kaponim, that's what the Kapas Tamorim wants to say, Pshat and Rashi. It's a very interesting lotion, Psula Lilulav. The Ram brings down Psula Kilulav. Then it means something else. Psula Kilulav means it's possible, like a lulav is possible. But then it could be it's Lav Dafke for Mitzvah's lulav. It's possible, just like a lulav is possible. But if Rashi, if he says further, lachem akulakoy, I mean, it's sichas mashmir that's going on mitzvahs lulav taket. My shvogi tainit that, means that the cheshbin of the kapas tomorrow is also lachayr a little debatable. The kapas tomorrow tainit is that there's no psul gosul because it's ein by tam, but ein by reyach, so people aren't makbid. So he tainit, but lachayre, everything is dependent. That means it's dependent on demand. Einachanami, a whole year, a branch of an arove is taka worthless. Ein beitam, ein beireach. But if you have a mitzvah of netilas arove, we see when it comes to shana rabbe, when it comes, there's a whole flourishing business, Baruch Hashem, of people who sell aroves. So, L'chayr, it's not so posh, that's ein by tam, ein by reyach, but it's a good business when it comes to sukkah's time. So L'chayr, it's not so posh that no one is makbid on him. K'musha, Palriyat. Shall Baal, G'deil, oh no, I skipped over. Shall Hashem shall nidachas psula, the kibin de l'sreife, koik susi mechti shiure. See the Kapas Tamorim says, here there'll be a psula filu by Arove Shabemigdash also. Tzavtsofe min Arove ve'olo shalo ogu kedemrinu lakamon posulo mikro. It's a posik that this is posul. V'shel bal gedeyle v'sode shalo yala nachol. Bar Yalef de Ksheira, even though the Pasuk says Arve Nacho. Baal Karka She'ena Tzricha Lahashkeis. It's not necessary to irrigate the Karka. The Sagilei B'mtara Shemayim. Kemrini B'mashkin Beis HaShlochim Baal Lishne De Miyasvuso. The Loshim Baal is, it's Miyushiv, it doesn't need anything else. It's good the way it is. Kemayki Yival Bocha B'sula Tagamina Narekame De Misyasev Alom Im Sulta. That's a pasuk yeshidich. V'ha'avahai de poligluba masnisin bedalet bovi. So now Rashi has a kasha. So why does the Mishnah, we have all the same halachas apply, gozel and yovesh and shalashere shoni dachas, is by all dalet minim. B'toni lulu b'apei namshi v'hodas b'apei namshi v'chein arova v'chein esri. Le'ire b'toni lulu, why didn't he put them all together? The dalet minim, apostle, gozel, yovesh. Mishum diyesh b'chol echod ma'ashayin b'chaveret. Because l'maise, each mean has miyuchad ikedinim. Dilu tzine harbalza lo'ishayich ele belulet. Banov of merubim mi'alo lo'ishayich ele behodos. V'tzavtof lo'ishayich ele barovim. V'or lo'atum lo'ishayich ele b'yesri. Kulkach etzrichu arbe bovi because he wants to rechanois the miyuchad ikedinim. The miyuchadik in yonim by each one. I saw in the Sefer Kashchas Dalad Haminim, he brings a machlokes between the Bekurei Yaakov and the Chazainish, who hold one thing, and the Meirik Tziye is chaylek on them. What is the halacha if you have a hodos? And we had by a hodos, one of the characteristics of a hodos is anaf eitz oveis, that the leaves are chayfen es eitzoi, that the eitz is covered. What is the halacha if you have a hodos and you have kanim of three alim, and there's spaces between the, from one kant to another kant, it doesn't completely cover the eitz. Not enough of chayf of a seitz. You have alim, and then you have a space, and then other alim start. Is that kosher or not? So the Bikur Yaakov and the Chazanish say it's kosher. The Meretziah says it's possible. Dumya the Tzinei HaBalzel. Tzinei HaBalzel, we need at least that it should be Roshay Shalze, Magil, Etzad, Ikray Shalze. But if there's a space in between, so it's no good. So the Meretzi said this also be possible. If you have a Hodos and there's spaces between where the Roshay Shalalaze and the Ikray Shal, upon the Alish that's above it, it'll also be possible. So the Kashas Dalad Aminim asks a Kasha from this Rashi. Rashi says, the Yesh Bechol Echot Masha'ein Bechaveiroi. The each one has, which doesn't apply by the other one. The Ilu Tzinei HaBarzel Loishayich Elo Belulot. So he says he has an offer in the Rashi, not like the Meirik Tziya. He says the Meirik Tziya said the Halach of Tzinei HaBarzel. That you need that it should be Roishe Shalzeh Magila Tzadikre Shalzeh. Applies also by a hodos. He has enough in the Rashi in it as I. Tzinei HaBalzel Loishayich Elo Balulul. It's only a psul and a lulul. So that means it doesn't apply by the other meaning. So it seems it doesn't apply by the hodos. The Kashrus Dalad Aminim, he brings down this Kashe, and then he wants to emphasize it, exactly what he wants to ding zich with this guy, exactly what he says, I don't understand. But maybe this is what he means, it doesn't seem like this, but the etzim is like this. If it would say in the first Mishnah, Tzinei HaBalzel Psulois, it's possible. So means, so the Mishnah is telling us that there's a psul if Roshei Shal Zeh Eine, we hear a Baraisa Taka that says psulais. And there's a psul if Roshei Shal Zeh Eine Megiyah Letzadik Roshei Shal Zeh. That's when it's possible. So if the Mishnah would say possible, so then we have a Kasha Taka. We have a kasha, so this psul applies by Hodas also. How could Rashi say, the ilutzini abalzel lo shayich elo belulav? It's not true. The psul applies by Hodas also. But in Emerson, the Mishnah does not speak about psul. The Mishnah says hechsher. The Mishnah says that it is kosher. So Rashi says, what is the chiddush that it's kosher? So Rashi says, ksheiris ulovim shalem, v'afapi sha'alen shalem k'tanemoy. Vein oilin im orko shel shedre. So in kosher, it seems as there's a different chiddush. This is a chiddush that normally the alei halulev go up together with the orko shel shedre. So here, even though it's not going up with the orko shel shedre, it's also kosher. So in kashrus, it's telling us a chiddush which only applies by lulev. I mean, by hodos, that's another din that you need, that if it's Roshei Shal Zeh Megiyah Shel Tzadik Shel Zeh, that's sufficient. But the Mishnah Be'emeson, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't need oilin im orka shel shedre. So that din doesn't apply by hodos. So that's why you needed the din hechsher, the chiddush of hechsher is only a chiddush in lulav, not in hodos. Let us see the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, it says in the Pasuk, Arvei Nachal, Hagdelim al Hanachal. So Rashi says, Arvei Nachal, Hagdelis al Hanachal, Nachlei Mayim Mitzveh Bazu. So this Baraisa holds, there's a mitzveh that one should take, an Arova which grows al Hanachal. Umiyu shel Baal Ksheira. Shel Baal will be kosher, the lekama could receive arve loshen rabbit. Let us see another baraisa that tashens with the loshen arve that an arove shel baal is also kosher. But the baraisa is telling us that from the pashtu the cross seems to tell us that you need gedelim al hanachal. Later we'll have a ribuy that even though it's not gedelim al hanachal, it's also kosher. But so the pashtu the cross coming to tell us a mitzvah. And then the kosher, well, it's not godel al hanachal. Dover acher, arvei nachal, she'olo she'lo moshuch kenachal. That the leaf is moshuch kenachal, it's not a round leaf. And this comes to tell us that a tzavtzofo, which is a round leaf, is no good. Moshuch v'loy ogul, Rashi says, prat le tzavtzofo. Tanya Idoch, another Baraisa. Arvei Nachal, Ainli Ella Arvei Nachal, Shel Baal V'Shel Hori Minayim, that it doesn't grow on a Nachal, this is kosher. Tamad Loima Arvei Nachal Mikol Mokim. The Loshen Rabim of Arvei Nachal is coming to tell us that even though it does not grow in a Nachal, it's also kosher. Abba Shol Oimer, he uses this arvei for a different halacha. Arvei shtayim. There's two mitzvahs for an arove. Achas lulav. You have to take an arove together with a lulav. Achas lemigdosh. You have to take an arove lemigdosh. Let us see Rashi. Abba sholoimer. Arvei d'omakro loy lahachshir shel baal bo. It's not coming to be Machshir Shel Baal. And the old Shel Baal is not apostle. Elo lelamdach shetzorich shtei mitzvah shel arov. There are two mitzvahs of arov. Achas la'ogda belulet, v'achas la'migdosh. La'hakif es ha'mizbeach, k'demrini l'kamepek lulav arov. So Abba Shol learns out from this posik, from the arvei, the loshen rabim, this is a mitzvah b'migdosh, arov b'migdosh. Let us see Taisvitz, v'achas lemigdosh. So Taisvitz, samer de kikashe, teime. The kiven, the less lay hilchus, because later we're going to see the Moslem ask a kasha, how did the Rabbono know if they darshan from Arvei that to tell us that Shel Baal is kosher? So how do they know that there's an inyan to take an agava b'mikdash? So the Gemara says they learn it from the Loch Lamaisha Misina. So Tema, the Kivan, the less lay Hilchase, he doesn't have a Loch Lamaisha Misina. He learns that Arvei from the Pasik, Hema Af Bigvulim. So maybe there's a, it says Lakachacham B'yayim Arishen, Arvei Nochal. No, just like the mitzvah of Lakichem, the mitzvah lekiche belulav is b'chol mochem lekachtam yem arishin. So now in the same way lekachtam lochem, it says there should be a lekiche of another arove. So bigvulin, there should be a lekiche of another arove. What you do with it? They have to figure out what you do with it. But there's two dini lekiches. There's a lekiche with a lulav and a lekiche without a lulav. The midi migdash ksiv bekrov ishtayt migdash, and the mitzvah of lekachtam ishtayt nish migdash. So Taisvis blibes with Akashin. Right? So how did Abishol know that the second mitzvah of Arove is Arove Shebe Migdosh? Maybe it's a mitzvah of Arove without Migdosh. Migdosh, Midi Migdosh, Ksiv Bekro. The Taisvis Arosh answers that Abishol also knew this Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. So the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai is coming to tell us pshat in the mitzvah. The Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah to take a second arove, and the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai is coming to tell us, well, what do you do with the second arove? You take it b'migdash. So at first I have a psakasha, so it's very modern at this Abishol. So it comes that he also holds it was Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. And the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai is telling us that the arove that the pasuk says you should take is l'migdash. So why do you need the pasuk already? So l'chayre this halacha l'mayishim misina is mamish according to the, just like the chachamim. According to the chachamim, this halacha l'mayishim misina you take arova b'migdosh. And according to him, it's also the same thing that what the pasuk says you take the arova is l'migdosh. So, but then I chapt that there's a moira de kechilik, because according to Abishol, the pasuk ulekachtem lochem beyoim arishin arvei nachal. So the in arvei means two arovis, one lemigdosh. So the pasuk is telling us this arove has to be lochem. This arove has to be lochem. Because here the lochem is going. You have a lochem according to Abishol. According to the chachomim, the whole din arove shebemigdosh, we learn that from Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. The Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, it doesn't say lochem. So the Taisis Rosh is saying, I'm going to get Teretz. And then I found Taisis Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bey says like that. Taisis Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bey says, if you learn that from Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, you don't need Lachem. The bottom Taisis. And according to Abishol, you won't need Lachem. So the Mele, so the Taisis Rosh is saying a beautiful Teretz. That Abishol also knew of the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. But he used the Aloch Lamaisha Misinai only to be mevayer what the pasuk says. So if we're going with the pasuk, so then already we need the tnoim of the pasuk, so you need lochem. Zok the Gemara weiter, v'rabono lemigdash menolu, how do the rabono know there's a mitzvah to take an aroven migdash? They use the arve to be marbe shel baal v'shebohorim. So Gemara answers, Hilchus de Gemiri Lohu. They learn it out from Aloch Lamaisha Misinai. Let us see Rashi. The Rabbonon, the Dorshi Alvi, Lahachshir Shel Baal V'Shel Horim, that they darshan from Alvi, that Shel Baal V'Shel Horim, Lemigdosh Menolo. So Gemara said, they learn Aloch Lamaisha Misinai, עוד אמר רבאסים רבי יחן נסר נטייה יסערובה וניסח המים הלוכה למוישה מסינה. זאת רשי, עשר נטייה יסערובה וניסח המים הלוכה למוישה מסינה. זה מודן קמבינשן, these three הלוכס. זאת רשי says, אלו שלושה נשאלו בבייס המדר, שמיניים למינה תוירה, וישיבו שהלוכה למוישה מסינה הם. So he heard these three halachas. The makir was halach l'mayish misinai. So he put these three halachas as natiyas arav and nisamay halach l'mayish misinai. V'chein, we have a similar loshen shiurim v'chatzitzin and machitzin Shaman Hashemei, v'sidron k'seide sheshomor. V'chein b'chol mokim, when you have such a combination, that's how this combination came about. And now she starts explaining. Eser netiyes, mishnehi b'seide zroi. Eser netiyes amfuzoreis b'soich beiso. You have 10 netiyes which are spread out in a beiso, she'ein b'enzu l'zu elokamo she'yesh b'enzu l'chabot. They're spread out equally in this beiso. V'tofsu beiso shehu nun ama al nun amet. So in this beiso, which is 50 amas and 50 amas, you have all these netiyes. V'fuzores lo'oirech v'roiche v'shove. Chershin kol beiso, so one is permitted to be chersh, the whole beiso, b'shvilon, because of these 10 netiyes, erev shviyis ad Rosh Hashanah. Till Rosh Hashanah, one is permitted to be chayrish this whole beiso. What is the chiddush? Af al pi shem mitzvah min ha-toyre lo hoisiv mechila la kodesh. There's a mitzvah that you should be noyig about kedusha shviyis, before Rosh Hashanah. Kedenav kolon mi bechorish u bekotzer tishbois. The Gemara darshins chorish shel erev shviyis ha-nichnas le shviyis. Is also, you should be shoivis from Charisha before Shviz. And that we learn now from this, va'osa lach reshloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Kedemrinim bishmaite kamaise demoyet koten mikroi. So that's our loche. Benetiyois nemale moyshe misinai shemuta lach reshtachteim ad Rosh Hashanah. By netiyois, there's one halach le moyshe misinai that told us by the din Moisiv Michael Alakodish does not apply to Natiyas. Why? Kedei shelo yivoshu, they shouldn't dry up. That's one halacha l'Moshe Messina. Second halacha l'Moshe Messina, v'im eserheim, if there are 10 Natiyas, umafuzoreis kilchoson b'soich beiso, nema l'Moshe, second halacha l'Moshe Messina, sheyoin kais beveiso kula, the yoinik, the complete beiso, Mutalachosh es kulo, that Rosh Hashanah's gil says, you're allowed to be chayrish the whole beiso, bishvilon. Second halach l'moshe misina. Avolim eino meser, but what if you don't have 10 netiyas? Oy she'einon mefuzores kilchosom, then you don't have this halach that the complete beiso, you can be chayrish tachas kolachas v'achas, kishir yinikoso, that is by netiyas. So by netiyas is eser netiyas. There's a halacha of eser netiyas. Ubi ilonais zekeinim nesa lamed yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Ubi ilonais zekeinim the problem of they might dry up does not apply by ilonais zekeinim. So there is taka adin taisves. You have to be meisiv. From Erev Shviyas, Charisha. Kemrine b'moyet kotm, Rabbi Shmuel mehilchos, Rabbi Kiva mikroi. That is midin deraisa. B'chachomim osus yog l'toire, v'osru b'soda haloven mipesach v'ayla. So min ha-toire, there's a din of Moisef Michael al-Kadosh from Elul. And the Rabbonin made tziyogim. B'stei haloven, by a sod of tvue, זה נסחרישה מפסח ואילך. בשדה האילון, בסקיינם, שדה מייצר הסבילך, from שבועס. ואומרו בסקיינם, מפני שיינקים הרבה, שולש אילונס לבי סום, הרי אילו מצטרף ובחר שן כל בי סום בשבילו. So we have a similar הלוכה, and the kula of ilonis, which is permissible till shvuis, that you can be chayrish the whole base. So if there are three ilonis kainis, which are set up kilchosal, v'shekulai tzorich lehen, because the whole base saw need the chayrishe, v'yotzis saw miteres de lovon, which is also from Pesach, v'nasis de ilon. V'im einom shalosh, what if they are not shalosh? חיירש לחולך תחתו וכי חשבן עד הצרס, ואשר עושו מפסח ואילך. ערובה למקדוש. ערובה למקדוש. ואילו, that's a לוח למיישם מסינה, דילה ערובה ללולב, מיקרו נפקה. וניסח המים, זה תמידים של שחר שיבי שמי החג. כדברים על כמה בגלולב ערובה, עושה מפורש כיצד מנסחין בין מים ובין יין. That's the ניסח המים, ניסח היין by the תמידה. בכל קורבנות כל ימי ששונה, אין נזכרים אלו יין. חוץ מן החג, בתומת של שחר זה צורך שני ניסוחים, וניניד הניסח of יין and הניסח of מים. Let us see Taisvitz. Verabonon lemigdosh menolu, ochinami motzi lemiboi laabishol, shel bal vel shel hori menolu. How do you know shel bal? The Rabbonon darshan, arve comes to be mata shel bal. Now, if Abishol uses this for migdosh, how do you know shel bal vishel hori? Hashem molesle, maybe that's not a kashe. Maybe Takahot Shobal Bahorim is puzzled. The last lay name hode doshi rabono le kamen arve nachol shtayim. That's a different rosha. You learn that from the lashon arve that you need two. So if he dashes some arve well the mikdash, so he can't dash need two lelulam. Elosov alei kirabikive domar hodos echad varova achas. Azay lachayad afayiskim alei tabishol. Bein alochi ki Rabbi Kiva kidemuchas lakama. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds one arova sufficient. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. So it'll come out, ulefize. So it comes out. If we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, so we hold you need two. So the two is because we darshan arve is coming to tell us you need two arovas together with the lulav. So in mele, if we darshan not like Rabbi Kiva, and we darshan from Avi need two Arovis and the Lulav, so all these other droshes automatically we don't hold up. Because we're using the Arve for to tell us you need two Arovis. Vizet soich li zoel shlei litel Arove le Lulav elim ken gedei la lanach. Now Taisa says, lahaloche, for Taisva said that Abishol doesn't hold that Baal is kosher. But then Taisva says, if we use the Arve to tell us that you need two Arovis, so then we also don't hold that Arve, that the Arve is coming to be Mal Bishol Baal. So therefore Taisva says, Leilochet, Tzach Lizor, Shlei Litel, Arove, Lelulav. Elim ken Gdeilo al Hanachl. So it has to be Taka Gdeilo al Hanachl. Dishtei Droshay, Shlei Darshine, Me Arve. Kedushin in Lekaman, Kedushin in Hocha. We don't darshan two droshes. Torolani tanoi da Hocha de Lekaman, Misnai gab yadodi beteres koine, Mashme de mar dorosh lehochi, O mar dorosh lehochi. Das ashreklich achumre from Taisvis. That Taisvis says that you have to be godl benachl. The Rosh asks Akashe, the Rosh says, Mefil tzach nisht azoi, Smai seraf, we get a rovis that don't go benachl. Not like Rashi also, Rashi says it's a mitzvah min a muvchal kaponim. The Rosh says, he's medak from a Loshna Rambam, that Arvei Nachal, we hold, Arvei Nachal means the mean that grows on a Nachal. That means that it has to grow on the Nachal. The Torah wanted to specify the mean, so the Torah said the mean which grows on a Nachal. Zakhti Gemara Vaita, Tona Rabbonon, Arvei Nachal Hagdeleis al Hanachal. Prat le tzavtzofo agdeilo bein hahorim. Tzavtzofo is a mean which mainly grows behorim. Omar abzeire maikro, where do you see that a tzavtzofo is inferior to an arve nachal? The pasuk says, koch al mayim rabim. They were taken, they used to be al mayim rabim, nishrash al mayim rabim. Now tzavtzofa shmoy, and now they became a tzavtzofa. So mamela, so we see a tzavtzofa is not al mayim rabim; it's something else. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rav Zeira, "Vedul me plushi kom mefarish." Kach al mayim, koch al mayim rabim, that which is, which goes on mayim rabim, o mayim niyu tzav tzofa, im kein may shmoy, so vay stoy, so shmoy means it's saying that it had these potentials and it became a tzav tzofa. Omar Avabo, Omar Kodesh Borchu, Ani Amarti, Sheyiu Yisrael Lefonai Kekoch, Omaim Rabbe, Omaim Niyu Arove, Vein Somu Atzmon, Kitzav Tzofe Shebahorim. They made themselves like Tzav Tzofe Shebahorim. Ben Yoda wants to say that the Rabbein Shalom said that he wanted the Klal Yisrael, that the unique, the schusim should come al mayim rabim. And Torah, that's nimshal mayim, hay kol tzomi l'chul mayim. That's what he wanted. And they became kitzav tzofe shebahorim. They don't have the schus at Torah, they have schus ovis. That's all what they're coming with. That's all what they're offering, the ovis which are nimshal lahorim. The Rebbeinu Shlom did not want this. They wanted that they should have schus atzmai. Let us see Rashi. Maikro de tzavtzofe le greyuse, vlo imine da rovehi, de nirbayu mi aardai mi kolmoke, kocha maim rabim tzavtzofe shmoy. Gen meforish lei rababol, oisoi shen nishrash ve ochuz al maim rabim, nase tzavtzofe, became a tzavtzofe alma greyuse hi, de betechocha nemer bi yechesk. Amar Avabor Garsino Gassino Elo, the love of the Frushe time of the Sneez, no Musa Bapenavshi, Hoyo Bairi Bikro Parshe, this is my first apostle. Let us see further in the Gemara. Ike de Masno Lahaikro Amas Nise, that the Bereise brought this apostle, Koch Almaim Rabim Tzav Tzofeshmoy, and Maskev Lo, not Rabzeire brought the Pasuk, the Braise brought the Pasuk, and Maskev Lo Rabzeire, Rabzeire is the Kasha, which we have before, Abai is Rabzeire. And this Ikedamri, Rabzeire is the Kasha and the Braise, Maskev Lo Rabzeire, Bedul Metrushi, Kama Farish, Koch HaMayim Rabi, Mayim Niyu Tzav Tzofe. So they answered, whoever answered him came, Mayim Shmoy, Amar Rababo, Amar Kodesh Boruch Hu, Ani Amarti She Yisroel Lefonai, Kikoch al mayim rabim, amayim niyu arove, vein somu atzmon, kitzav tzofe, shebohorim. Zogt Rashi. Bikid amas nalaikro amas nise, detana demas nise, gufa aisei, bemas nise, belav rab zeire. Vach at kafke de dabaye, mas nilo berab zeire, rab zeire es bekashe, betirutzedim keim maishmoy, mas nilo beloi gabre. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon, Eizehu Arove, Veizehu Tzavtzofa. Which is an Arove? Which are the characteristics of an Arove? Which is a Tzavtzof? Arove, Kono Shelo Odoim. That the stem is red. Ba'olo Shelo Moshuch. When the Olo is Moshuch, it is thin, it's drawn out. Upiyo Cholok, and the pair of the leaf are smooth. Tzavtzofe kone shelo lovon, the kone is white, ba'olo shelo ogul, and the leaf is a round leaf, upiyo doime lemagul, and it is not a, the edge of the leaf is not cholok, it's not smooth, it's doime lemagul. So it's bumpy, it's ridgy. Frekte gemore vosanye doime lemagul kosher doime lemaso posel. That Daimel Amagel is kosher, we learned. Daimel Amasel is posel. Amar Abaye kisan yahi bechil fegila. So Abaye said as follows. That Bemisin Daimel Amagel matters. Daimel Amagel, the Rashi learns pshat, it is ridgy, but it is going on a slant. Amasel means it's like a that the both sides are like a triangle. And that's a maso, that's a saw, that's a knife. And a daimel amagel means that it goes on a slant towards one direction.
That's Daima Lamakal. So the Gemara asked Akasha, you're telling me the Cheschoinis of a Tzavtzofa. Tzavtzofa is Daima Lamakal. We learned about Isa that Daima Lamakal is kosher. So Mo says the Daima Lamakal is possible. So the Gemara answered, that is true. Daima Lamakal could be kosher by another mean that doesn't have all the Cheschoinis of a Tzavtzofa. This is the only chesorim, chilfa gile, that means the other, it's kone shaloy odaim, and it's ola shaloy moshech, and it's daima lemago, so then it is kosher. And that price is speaking about chilfa gile. Amar abayesh mamino hay chilfa gile kosher lohishane. So if we're saying it's speaking about chilfa gila, so we see this chilfa gila is kosher leishan. In fact, the Gemara pshite, mal de teima hoil vi isle shem levai loinis kasha, kamash malon, that it's kosher. Veima chinami al vi nachel omar achmona mikol moke. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, vosanye doime le magol kosher, Magil kotzir, pigimeiseh, kulon noitois letzad echot, it's slanty to one side, akumeis klapi beis yatshelo, masa hu magira asur shekir and shige, gimeiseh, hoilcheis noichachoi, that the pigimeis is one towards the other, like a triangle, lehem shnei uktsim echot mikam vechem mikam, kip gimeisakim. Ochi gasine mashkachas lo bechilfa gila. Regoras o mashkachas lo u mashkachas lo. Well, it says that this barais is speaking about chilfa gila. Chilfa gila min arove ksheri. This is a kosher arove. U pio doima le mago. Avoshara love pio cholik. Let us see Toisves. Kone shelo. So, there's two baraises. One baraisa tells us all the characteristics that a Ravik Sheira has. And then there's another baraisa that tells us that a Tzavtzofa's puzzle tells us it doesn't have these characteristics. So Taisa says, Kimin the Pirish Simone Arove Avesagi. Why do you have to just tell us what an Arove has? So automatically we'll know if it doesn't have the Simonim of an Arove, it is puzzle. So Taisvah says, "Ala laharsha avsha ein by gimel simonim elu kegain chilfa gila tikhtani simoni tzavtzofa lemei madaf kahani." That means these are characteristics of a kosher arove, and so therefore, if you'll have a mean that has some of these characteristics, or maybe five of these characteristics, it is sufficient. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Avchizde, Hani Tlas Mili Ishtanu Shemaya Michichora Beis Hamikdash. After the Chuban Abayis, there are certain objects which the terminology changed. They were called one thing before, and later after the Chuban Abayis, they were called something else. Chilfosa Arvosa, Chilfosa is a Tzavtzofet. So now, a tzavtzofa is called an arove, an arvosa chalafta, and an arove is now called a tzavtzofa. So that means you have to know the terminology. You're going to go to a store, l'lulav. You're going to go to a store, and you're going to ask for an arove, they're going to give you a posel amin, they're going to give you a tzavtzofa, because now they call a tzavtzofa an arove. You'll ask for a tzavtzofa, they'll give you a kosher arove. Some sefer says, al pi drush, m'sech the Shabbos, I bring it here also, he says, before, hanitlas mili yishtanu shemayim. But now, a tzavtzofe is called an arove. A tzavtzofe is a loshen, a redna. So before, who were the rednas by Klal Yisrael? The Gdele Teire, they were the Reisha Medabrim. Nowadays, they're called an arove, ein boi tam, ein boi reyach. He's not a comedian, was zukter shayin. He's a samamele, the those who should be the roish medabrim are now, they're aroves now. Ein boi tam, ein boi reyach. Arove, about the tzavtzofe, who should be the mitzavtze, is the arove, is now called an arove. And the arove, that who be'emis is ein boi tam ve'ein boi reyach, he's the mitzavtzef now. He's the roish ha-medabrim. He's the one that has a big oilam to hear him. That's after chulden abayis. Let us go further. Shipuro chatzoitzroso shipuro. That there's a shayfer and a chatzoitzres. A shayfer is kofuf. That you need for Rosh Hashanah. A chatzoitzres you need for tainis. And so now it changed the terminology. A shayfer is called a chatzoitzres. A chatzoitzres is called a shayfer. My nafke mino le shayfer shal Rosh Hashanah. So you need a shayfer, you have to ask, go and ask for a chatzoitzres. Here the Sefer wants to say that a chatzoitzres was blown on a tzore, on a tainis, that was a chatzoitzres. A shayfer was more a simche, a Rosh Hashanah, yemam lech the Rebbeinu shel Olam. It's more of a simche, simche samoyed. So he says, the chatzoitzres now became a shayfer. That means that now, after the chuben, when there's tzores by klal Yisrael, things are not going good. So that's bemesin. That's a yontif. That's a good thing. Mamid aleim melech koshe kehamon umachziran lamute. So the tzores that klal Yisrael suffer. In Golis, that's a shayfer. That's smachtem utnei Hashem aleikeichem. This is a shayfer. This is good for them. I grat so amir de kevod from Rav Chaim Voloshiner. In Halal it says tzora v'yogein emtzor v'shem Hashem ekro. Rav Chaim Voloshiner amir de kezach. He says tzora v'yogein, when tzora and yogein comes upon me emtzor. So by me, it's a metziah. A metziah. That's a good tzach. Why? Because that brings about a v'shem Hashem ekra. That motivates me to be mispallel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So I look at it as a metziah, not as a umglig. So Kaponim, he says, that's after the chuben abayis. So the chatzoitzres is a b'china v'shayfer. The shayfer is when things are going good in the golis. Things are outgate are good. Then is altismachu begil ha'amim. That's taka chatzoitzres. This is taka atzore. That was nishapach after chuben abayis. Further, pserta, pseira, pseira, pserta. Also, pserta is a small table. Pseira is a large table. So now, pserta, small table, they called a large table. Pseira pseirta, and a large table is called a small table. So the Sam Sefer says, what is, l'may naf kemina di mosas l'mekich hamemka. So you know, if you want a large table, you have to ask for a pseirta. You want a small table, you have to ask for a pseira. So the Sam Sefer says, this is coming to tell us that Mishnah Novi says, al tisavel shulchonam, shal shulchonach godol mi shulchonam. He says, before the chuben abayis, they knew what was called the big shulchan, what was called the small shulchan. The big shulchan was the shulchan from a ben teire, and those who didn't have teire, they realized that was a small shulchan. But now became fakert, now became after the chuben abayis, the small shulchan is the big shulchan, and the big shulchan is the small shulchan. Let us see Rashi. Chilfo arvoso, Lav heinu chilfa gile, ala tzavtsofa, ihr chilfa minza tzavtsofa. Va'achshem nishtanes mishmo, pekoirin lo arova. Shipura kofuk, tatsa shoifach, tatsa yitzchos, apshuta v'ayne shalayil. Pseirta pseiro achas gdoilo v'achas ktana. V'shomo yirgilum likreis l'gdoilo chalaf ktana, v'shal ktana l'gdoilo. Zogta gemora weiter. Omar Abaye, af ani oimer, I'll tell you another thing that changed. Because huvlile, that they call the Beis HaKoses the Hemses. Huvlila Beikasi, and the Hemses is called now the Beis HaKoses. The Beis HaKoses is called the Hemses, and the Hemses is called the Beis HaKoses. Lemay nafke mino lemachat animtso ba'oive Beis HaKoses. Avkemino bi vayamachat animtso ba'oive Beis HaKoses. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, Hublilo tzanpa, this is the Hemses, Beis HaKoses Seif HaKeres Shekoirim Pansa, Vuhu Osi Kekoiva Uchekois. V'daifnoi Soviv Loi Ovo Kishtei Tefanes. Now, this is the Anigeolonu. That the Beis HaKoses is a double wall, or a thick wall that's similar to two walls. Visanya chulin, we learned in Masechtas chulin, machat shenimtzeis ba'oive Beis HaKoses. A machat that punctured the wall of the Beis HaKoses. Mitzad echot, if it's only one side, that means tchuve ba'oivyoi, it's stuck in, into the thickness of the doifen of the Beis HaKoses, v'loinikiv nekiv mefulish, but it didn't puncture both walls, kosher. Sheha'oivi soismai, because the thickness protects it, so that means that it is not treifa, because it is still sealed from the outer wall. Umegin, so it's sealed, it's protected, so there's no tarfas. Mishnei tzodim, what is, if it went through and through, shanekev mefulish treife. That is a halacha by the Beis HaKoses, which has a thick wall, so therefore, in order for it to become treife, it has to go through and through. Uba'oison, that was the previous Beis HaKoses. Uba'oison shekoirin achshav Beis HaKoses, Ein chiluk lahachshir, there is no difference if it went through and through, if it didn't go through and through. Bimnei shedoif noidach, because the wall of the Hemses is a thin wall. V'hu ayirogilikleisublila, that used to be called Hemses, now it's called Beis HaKoses. So memele, so you have to know if you'll be questioning the butcher evidence, if there was a neck of the Beis HaKoses. He tells you, but Yitaka was a neck of the Beis HaKoses, but it didn't go through and through, you'll know that it's treif, because what he calls Beis HaKoses is the Hemses, and that the Hemses, even though it did not go through and through, it is treif. Let us see Tosfos. Beis HaKoses, Soif HaKeres, this is the end of the stomach, Shekoir and Pantsav, who also Kekoiva HaKois. Besanye Machet Shen Nimtseis Boive Beis HaKoses Mitzad Echot, V'loi nikev, here we have on the side, tochel ba'oivyoi, v'loi nikev nekev mefulish, it didn't go through and through, k'sheire, sha'er soisma yomege, mishnei tzdodim, sha'nekev mefulish, treife, v'ba'oi soi she'koirin achshav beis ha'koisis, ein chilek la'achshav, b'mnei she'doif naidak, because it is a thin wall, Vuhu ayiragalikreis of Lila, that used to be called Hemses, kach perish pekuntus. Vim timtza loima, da ein svore shiye treifa hoil vlei nikev elachatzi hoil. So Taisus asks, if you'll dingzach with Rashi, what's pshat, the Hemses is treife because there's a thin wall, but it didn't puncture. Matzina lemeima, could be that the lomdus in Rashi is that we're chayish te kulei nikev. could be a taka, since it's a very thin wall, v'chayish, maybe it punctured it completely, v'chashin Hashem ha'ivri, maybe it grew back. But that doesn't help anymore. It became treif already. Keiche d'chayish p'reish el treif es kaviyoshim le'kaitz beveshet l'man d'chayish l'sofik drusa v'chayish Hashem ha'ivri. Period. Period. So Mamela, this is Shitas Rashi. By the Hemsis, we're chayish that it was a nekev mefulish, even though it's not visible now. And by the Beis HaKoisis, we're not chayish. Baha de Tana Hosom, Hemsis u Beis HaKoisis shenikvu lechutz, it right. So Vaistais, the Hemsis also to be nikvay lechutz. So Vaistais, it has to go through and through. Not the way Rashi says. The mashma de bina nekev mefulish, lav davke lechutz mefulish. Now that doesn't mean lechutz. Ela kloima klapechutz. It's going out. It's going towards the halal haguf. It's inside going out towards the halal haguf. Laafuki. Nikvu ze lesoich ze. That means if the hemsis is on the bottom of the Beis HaKoisis, so if it's nikvu ze lesoich ze, that means that from the hemsis it went into the Beis HaKoisis, so memela, so there won't be treifa, because lemaisa one is megan on the other. The whole psul is only if there's a nekiv to the halal haguf. So then this treif, but if one is nikiv and the other, yeah. So memela, then it is not treif. So that's pshat lechutz. Yeah. Elo kleime klape chutz, lafuki nikiv zelo seichze. V'hode kom rinen, bi oive beis hakoiseis, mitzad echot ksheira, that if they have a nekiv in the oive beis hakoiseis, from one side of this kosher, tzorich leforish oisei tzad bebefnin klapi yarei, that the nekev started from the inside going out. The tzad chitzoin sheklapei chlal haguf, if the nekev started from the outside going in, afilu loy nikev klalo, shenimtzeis machat bechlal haguf treife damrine nekuve nekev asoi. That means if we found the nekev got outside of the chlal haguf, that means that we find this is the chlal haguf which is outside. If we find a nekev over here, so then it's then that's no good. That's very dangerous already. Then it got over. How did it get outside into the chlal haguf? If it goes into the keres and the Beis HaKoyis and the Hemsis, so if it got outside into the chlal haguf, that means it made a hole someplace. So then it's sicher treif. We find a nekev over here. So this is in the chalal aguf. It's not in this area at all. We find that it means Taisus klada shayla. Taisus said that the whole psul is that we see the nekev wasn't here and it started puncturing outwards. But if you find a nekev on the outside, puncturing inside, so memela, how did the nekev get here? How did the nekev get outside of this area? When the behemoth eats, it goes into the veshet and it goes through here. How did it get out? So al kochach, if it's out in the chlal aguf, al kochach made a hole someplace. So then tamazay treif. So that's what it says. So chaposh oisei tzad mefnin klapi herei. That the nekev is starting from the inside going out. The tzad achitzen sheklapi chlal aguf. Afilu loy nikev klalu shenimtzis machet bechlal aguf treife. Damrine nekubi nokav. For osoi. So this is Shitas Rashi. So Bekitsa Shitas Rashi is that the Beis HaKoisis, since there's a thick wall, so it's punctured partially, it is kosher. And the Hemsis, if it is punctured partially, since there's a thin wall, it is not kosher. It's treif. Einir la bein etam loyma shetei treif beloy neket. The Reitam does not like this whole shtick toira. You have to have a hole. Elo chatzi ha'oivi shel hemsis nami mitzad echot ksheir. Number one, it's also kosher. Period. So why did it say, why is there a lotion that we heard that a nekev shenikev oivei beis hakoisis machat shenimtsis bo oivei beis hakoisim sadecha truv yeye kosher? Why did it say this dafke by oivei beis hakoisis? The halacha applies also by the hemsis also. Why was this halacha mentioned of oivei beis hakoisis? Why was this mentioned only by the beis hakoisis? So Rabbeinu Tam, what is the name of the Beis HaKoyis? By the Beis HaKoyis, there are two oirs. So now here, one oir was punctured completely. The knockout mitzad echad ksheira. So since he said mitzad echad ksheira, knockout nami mishnei tzdodim treife. So he chapped on mishnei tzdodim treife. Afalpi the milse de pshiti, even though this is a milse de pshiti. Now what bothered the Rabbeinu Tam? So the Maram says as follows. The Maram says that Rabbeinu Tam had a problem. Bishleim leperish Rashi, the svirle behemses afilu le inkev elochatzi ha'or treife. According to Rashi, that chatzi ha'or is treifim, kein luchel gam kein leima, to hu adin bebeis ha'koises, heichi din nokiv amachat o'er echot sholem, the gam chatzi oir habeis, nami treifes. According to Rashi, if the nekev was 1.5 oiris, so then it'll be treifes. Doloi nishar sholem ki im chatzi oir echot, kamei behemses, the maishla. Vim kein nuchal letarets, the hodik, as according to Rashi, we could say, the hodik toni mishneitz dodim treifes, ein perushe she ovra hamachat, the nokva kol shnei oires benekev mefulis. Ela perushi she nokva oir echot sholem vachatzi oir hasheni. Zamikri gam kein mishnei tzodim. According to Rashi, so that was his mishnei tzodim treifas tongas achidish, that as long as it started to puncture the second oir, so it's treif already. Der shapel le beshach le misne mishnei tzodim treif. Ah, vo le perish rabbeinu tam, rabbeinu tam, oh, that is no such thing. A half an oir is also sufficient to be megan. Shemishnei tzodim treifa means that mamishka punctured it. So what's the chiddush? This is an echnami. Avo be the milsa de pshiti. Inami salke daitoch. The nikvu shtei oiris ksheira lefisha shoychev al gabi hemsis. That since the beis hakoisis rests on the hemsis, umeduvik sham beshumin, umegin shloyetzi areis. I would think that the hemsis, the chaylev, which is on the hemsis, and the hemsis, which is next to the beis hakoisis, so that would seal the nekev in the beis hakoisis. Mididave chalchula shenikve v'yirechayim amidisoysa. There is such a loche, that by the kishkis, if there was a nekev, so the Yerechaim are supporting it, so tzake kosher. Period. So it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, lalocha, there's no difference between the beis hakoisis and the hemsis. If it's partially punctured, it's kosher. If it's completely punctured, they're both treif. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, behold, nafkim in the hocha, maidi shtana shmais, what's the difference if it's called beis hakoisis or hemsis? They'll have the same halachas. Aina nafkusen leitite, ma'ashom ebetad echok sheri, you should make a mistake. You should think hainu bevlila, that is only by the hemsis. Dainu hemsis, shekeren achshav beis hakoisis. Only by the hemsis, the tzadechot is kosher, because it did not puncture complete oil. Avo ma'ashe koirem avlila. Dainu ma'ashe ergil likris beis hakoises. Avilu mitzadechot treif. For there you might think avilu mitzadechot is also treif. Hoil v'nikev oir sholem. V'chein shle nitanam, mi b'mishnei tzodim treif. V'dabi b'ma'ashe koirem achshav beis hakoises. to who hem says, ah, wo mashikern atshe, vabliu du mashikern trius beisa koisis, afilu mishne ishtodem kshere, kilchal chulish anikve, virchayma midis oiso. So I would think a nekem, a foolish in the beisa koisis, is not right, because the hem says is soisa medisiling it. So that's what's coming to tell us, no. That the saloche applies by both, side by the hemsis and side by the beis hakoisis.